evening, everybody. Getting a little later start than normal for these evening streams. Let me turn down the music a little bit. As the title suggests, I'm not feeling too good. Me and my wife and some people that I'm working with right now are all feeling pretty shitty. A little sore throat. The achiness that you get when you start to feel a little shitty. But it's all good. I figured, why not hop on instead of just sitting on the couch and, you know, twiddling my thumbs and scrolling through YouTube or whatever while my wife puts my daughter down to bed. Why not hop on here, have a little cranberry and vodka, and bullshit with you guys for an hour. Is that all right? Is that okay with you fine folks? Welcome, guys. Mr. Scars, good to see you, man. Sappity, good to see both of you. Mr. Darth Nicholas, good to see you. AGR Catherine, positive vibe. Mr. Brock, Crispy Crackers, Podcast of the Wills. Welcome, one and all. Yeah, it's kind of like super bad timing because we have a bunch of family coming into town in a couple days for my daughter's birthday. And we're going to Disney World for a few days, and we have a big Airbnb rented. So hopefully this is just a quick couple days of a sickness, and hopefully my daughter doesn't get it too bad. She has a tendency to, like, when she gets sick, it turns into an ear infection. Like, every time she's ever had a fever, a cold or anything, it stuffs up her ears and she'll get an ear infection. She's had like 3 or 4 ear infections. It runs in the family because my dad, growing up when he was a kid, just had an ungodly amount of ear infections, and he actually he wears hearing aids. He's had like cadaver bones and stuff like that put in his ears. He has horrible hearing, and it's all because, you know, back when he was growing up, ear infection was an ear infection. It's not like they had readily available antibiotics, you know, right there, and you know. So anyway. Let's talk about whatever's on your mind, man. We don't have to talk about Star Wars. We rarely do. Caleb Kemp, thank you so much for the 43 months of membership. Oh, look at that avatar, man. I remember when you looked so much younger 43 months ago. It's crazy, man, how much somebody like your age ages or looks different from like the age of, 13 to 18, you know what I mean? There's a pretty big difference, you know what I mean? Anyway, Caleb, hope you feel better soon, man. Metallica's new album releases tomorrow. Perhaps that'll be a bit. Headbang it all out. Oh my God, that sounds miserable. Headbanging, that is. I'm definitely going to check it out, for sure. I work tomorrow, so I always go out and work out for an hour in our station's gym. And I will crank the new Metallica album. That will be my plan, Mr. Caleb. I've never liked headbanging. Like, it instantly makes me feel like shit. I get motion sickness pretty easily. Depending on the circumstances, I guess. Headbanging, I think, is just my body. Like, it's a physical, a self-inflicted nausea, if that makes sense, you know. But anyway, Caleb, cheers, man. Hope you are doing well, my friend. At least if you are sick, you have an instant bucket. My helmet? Just turn it upside down. Bleak, gross. Nope, never done that. What was it? I think it was beer. I spilled it all over my helmet one time on accident. Mr. Scars, good to see you. Thank you so much for the first super chat and channel support of the stream. I greatly appreciate that. Hope you feel better, Greedo. Can't stay long, but always love seeing you live. Cheers. May the force be with you. Right back at you, man. I don't know if you can hear the little pint glass clinking against the microphone, but that is cheersing right back at you, man. And yeah, I don't think it'll be, it's like the sickness is, it's right on the verge of being just completely shitty. It's like, I mean, we've all had it, right? Just you get a little stuffy, your throat's sore, and you feel a little off, like a little achy. I started feeling that coming on last night. I had 2 days of training today, and I was just kind of pushing through it. And then I got home, and I was like, oh, yeah, I feel. Like, you know, if you keep yourself busy, you keep moving, sometimes you can ignore that shit. But I got home, and I sat on the couch, and I was like, yeah, I'm feeling pretty shitty. But I'm all right. No big deal. It's all good, man. It's all good. But I appreciate that, Mr. Scars. Hope you're doing well. May the force be with you. Right back at you. I appreciate the support this evening. Braden, Braden asked if I got motion sick underway, as in like on the ship on deployment. I did for the first, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. I was actually on a small boy too. I was on a frigate. So, you know, one of the smaller ships. And I thought I would be like just torn up because, you know, I get motion sick pretty easily. Like if I'm riding in the back of the car, I can't read in the back of the car, that kind of stuff. But no, it was like 1 day of acclimation. 1 day where I was kind of rocking and rolling. And luckily, the first day that we were underway, it was big time storming right out of the port. And that was like the worst weather we had the whole 7 month deployment. I kind of got it out of the way. I kind of got used to it after a day or two. Never puked or anything like that, but you know, you just feel a little weird and off. And what's really interesting, Braden, and if are you in? If you're in, you've probably experienced this. If you've been in or long extensive stays on boats. I actually got a little more motion sick coming home. And this is kind of hard to explain if you've never experienced it, but like after being on a ship for 7 months, rocking and rolling, constantly being at the mercy of the waves, when you get home and like, for example, me, I got in my shower for the first time after a 7 month deployment and I was moving. Like my equilibrium was off. My body still was kind of adjusting itself for the motion of the waves. So I actually got a little nauseous just being on dry land after 7 months, you know. That was completely unexpected. But yeah, sometimes I get a little motion sick in the back of the ambulance because, you know, if you're working a patient, something like that, if you're concentrating on a task while the ambulance is in motion, you know, you're in this big box and you're just at the mercy of the road and the driver. So, and you can't really anticipate turns and stuff like that. So like, I'll get a little motion sick back there sometimes, but usually, you know, you just, whatever, you tough it through. You have a task that you focus on, but after the call, you're sitting there like, oh, I'm a little woozy, you know, but anyway. Holo Chronology. I like that username. Holo Chronology, Braden, and Mr. Scars. Thank you guys so much for the support this evening. I appreciate the hell out of it. Let me take a quick sip, real quick. There we go. Holo Chronology says, "Yo, Greedo. First time I've caught you live in a minute. You see Mando yet? Looks like I called it with them. Making these last two episodes save the season for me, at least. Feel better soon." Thanks, man. You know, I have only seen the first three episodes of this season, which is a bummer. It's not because I haven't wanted to finish it or catch up. It's just because of a lack of time. I've been doing a lot of training at work on my off. So, like, if I work every third day for a 24-hour shift, But if we have training, like I had training the past 2 days, you know, I'm there for 8 hours each day on my off, technically my off days. I get overtime, but like, you know, normally I would sit down and watch some Mandalorian, but I can't. I've been doing that a lot lately. Just, you know, stuff has come up, whatnot, where I haven't really been able to catch up on it. But my plan, it's glorious, man. My plan, I'm coming up, I have 8 days
I'm
off. I
took, oh, one sec. One sec. Never finished it, and putting you on brought me some luck. Ninth sister on Kashyyyk was giving me hell. I put your stream on and beat her. Thanks for that.
Thank you, Jedi Ian. Thank you so much for the channel support. Greatly appreciate that. Give me one sec, man. I'm really excited because after tomorrow's shift, I'm off for 8 days. I took a vacation day. I swapped with somebody, so I have 8 days off in a row. And I can't wait. I'm going to catch up on Mandalorian, just hang out with my daughter. I got some family in town. We're going down to Disney World for my daughter's birthday. It'll be a good time, man. Really excited for it. So, and I'm planning on catching up with the Mandalorian. I should be able to, Hollow. I should be able to. But I appreciate that channel support. I heard the last episode's great, the one that just came out. The first three episodes... So far, it's been my least favorite season. We'll see. We'll see how it pans out. You know, can't judge the whole thing without seeing the whole thing. But. Anyway, I appreciate that, man. Cheers. Thanks for tuning in. Braden Birmingham, thank you so much as well. Braden says, hope you feel better, Greedo. Just got back from London yesterday, and after being at Celebration for 4 days... I'm expecting to get sick after how crowded the event was. Upside down smiley face. Thanks, man. Yeah, I hope you had a good time. Is there anything that you want to share? Any cool stuff? Any stories? Any things that you neat things that you saw? That maybe you haven't already mentioned. I hope you got to explore a little bit of the city. It's a good time, man. We were there in 2015. I wish I could have gone to this celebration, but, money and, schedule and child, it's a little difficult to get away, you know. It's all good, though. I was pleasantly surprised with how much they streamed. I mean, like, most things were streamed. Like, the main stuff was streamed, you know. I popped in and out of the stream as much as I could. I saw the city as well. It was dope. Awesome, man. Glad you got to, saw most of the exclusive footage. It was awesome. Nice, man. I think to try the egg thing you recommended. The Scotch egg. Yeah, no worries. They're delicious. The first time we went over there, or the only time we went over there, we saw my wife loves to cook. She knows a lot about cooking, and you know, she follows chefs, and you know, that's her world. She loves that world. And the one thing she wanted to try over there was a Scotch egg. And every time we went to a place that had it on the menu, we got one. I don't really know how to describe it. It's like a soft boiled egg wrapped in sausage, breaded and fried. So like, I'm pretty sure it's fried, or maybe it's baked. I don't know, but it's basically. A soft-boiled egg, a little bit of a runny egg. I guess that's what you call it, right? Soft-boiled egg. Wrapped in sausage and wrapped in, like, breading or something. And it's just like a perfectly packaged breakfast or whatever. But yeah, hopefully you don't get the sickness, man. After being in Celebrate, I know everybody gets paranoid about being in crowds and stuff like that sometimes, but and getting sickness, and I don't know if I've ever really experienced that, getting sick after a big event. I really don't know if that's been the case for me, at least. Most of the time, like if I get sick, it's because somebody at work got sick, or my daughter was sick from kindergarten or preschool, you know. Oh, one sec.
An experience. Worth every aching muscle and cash. The shows, panels, trailers, shops, all of it great, but the best, the people. So much positive atmosphere. That is the best face of the fandom for me.
Sappity, thank you so much for the ridiculously generous super... ridiculously generous super chat and channel support this evening, man. I greatly appreciate that. Give me one sec. You have celebration sickness, Sappity? That's a bummer. I saw that Molly from Star Wars Explained got a little funk from... she tweeted about it. But, yeah. Give me one sec, Sappity. Mr. Scars, thank you so much as well. Scars says, finally about to finish Clone Wars. Took me a while, especially the first two seasons. But it's worth it. Makes me fall in love with Star Wars all over again. Yeah, me too. I mean, your experience sounds a lot like mine. I started watching the Clone Wars in 2017, and I didn't finish it until 2020. It took me 3 years to get through all of it. And I'm so glad I did. You know, I knew about it forever, as we all did, and I just never had the desire to jump into it because, you know, I'm not the biggest fan of the prequels, and it's an animated show, so there's that hurdle that I always needed to get over. But a bunch of people from the chat, my live streams in 2017 started like kind of not pressuring me, but encouraging me to watch it. And, there's a lot of episodes that are just, that I don't really care for. Some arcs that are kind of a slog to get through. But overall, as you said, it kind of makes you fall in love with Star Wars all over again. You get a different perspective on the prequel era. You kind of appreciate it a little more, the era itself. Not necessarily the movies for me, but the era. You know, it mines a lot of interesting things. You get a deeper look at the motivations of some of the villains. So for anybody who hasn't watched the Clone Wars, and I'm sure you all have because you're better Star Wars fans than me, you know, watch it. It just gets better and better and better and better and better. You know, there's a chronological order that you can also watch the Clone Wars. Because some episodes, there's like episodes, I don't have specific examples, but there's like, there might be an episode from season one, and then there will be an episode from season two. And those episodes, while they're not connected in the normal viewing order, if you watch seasonally, if that makes sense, but they go together. So somebody has put together like a chronological order where all of these random episodes are put in order. Does that make sense? I don't know. It's weird. Yeah, it gets better with each season for sure. And when you watch it in chronological order, the seasons kind of blur, but yeah. For watching the Clone Wars and arcs. Yeah, definitely. The chronological order does it in arcs as well. There you go. Christopher Standard Time perfectly explains it. He explained it in one sentence, and I took 50 sentences to explain it. Brevity is the soul of wit. I don't know if that applies here. Chris says, example, the first chronological episode is season 2, episode 16. Perfect example. Yeah. Anyway, I'm glad you enjoy it, Mr. Scars. Cheers, man. Yeah. But finally about to finish it. Enjoy. It's got a great, great final season. Hell yeah. Jedi Ian, thank you so much for the generous super chat and channel support this evening. Ian says, I'm playing through Jedi Fallen Order. Never finished it. I'm putting you on. Brought me some luck. Ninth Sister on Kashyyyk was giving me hell. I put your stream on and beat her. Thanks for that. Oh, no worries, man. I'm glad I could help. I'll tell you what. That is one hell of a hard game if you choose to play it at a higher difficulty than I do. I'm in all honesty. I play that game in like story mode. I play most single player games on the easiest setting just because, like, I don't know why. Like, with multiplayer, that's where I want my challenge. For single player, I just kind of want to be able to play the game without much headache. I know that's probably not fun for a lot of people, but to me, I don't really mind it, you know. I don't specifically remember that fight, Ian. But I'm glad I could help. But cheers, man. I don't know how far along you are in the game. I don't know where the ninth sister is in the whole timeline of the game. But yeah, keep pushing. It's one hell of a game. It's super fun. And you know, you got Survivor coming out, so should be able to, you know, get through it before the new one comes out, which I'm super excited for. But Ian, cheers, man. Enjoy. And Ian, if everybody could do me a big favor in the chat and say, welcome to the fleet, Ian, I would greatly appreciate that. We have a newest member of the fleet, a channel supporter, Jedi Ian 558. Thank you so much for becoming a member of the fleet. I greatly appreciate that support, man. I don't know if you know this, but you can link your YouTube account with your Discord account if you use Discord. And you get a special role in the Hello Greedo Discord server, which the link can be found in the video in the description below. And also, you get a little snazzy supporter icon. And the longer you support, you get different icons the longer you support, if that makes sense. You rank up in the fleet. You might start out as an airman, a seaman. You rank up, you become a chief, you become a commander. But I appreciate that, man. Welcome to the fleet. Thanks again. AGR89, good to see you, man. AGR says, what's up, Greedo? Hope you get better soon. I heard this is going to be an MMPR reunion special. I heard there's going to be an MMPR reunion special on Netflix next week. MMPR. MMPR. I'm trying to figure out what that is without Googling it. Oh, Dathomir is a son of a bitch, Ian. MMPR, AGR. I have to Google it. And as soon as I see what it is, I'm probably going to be like, oh. Oh, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. MMPR, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Interesting. So yeah, AGR. I never got into the Power Rangers. I don't know why, because I feel like the Power Rangers came to the United States at the perfect time for me, man. I see that it came out in the States in 1993. I don't know if that's the first time. I'm assuming it is, but you know, live action show, Power Rangers, 1993. Let's see, in 1993, I would have been about 7 years old, 7 or 8 years old. And that, to like, that's the perfect age for that stuff. And it's weird. It's always been weird to me that I never got into the Power Rangers. I don't remember ever watching the show. Like, I don't really know anything about them. But it's one of those things where, you know, I was the perfect age. And at that time, like, if you were the perfect age for something, generally, you watched it or you were into it because you didn't have all the options that there are now. Yeah, it's super weird. I don't know why I never got into it. That's true, Sapity. I was way more into Ninja Turtles. Obviously, I was just... I watched Star Wars nonstop at that age. I couldn't tell you anything, honestly, about the Power Rangers other than they wear different colored suits. Don't they all get into a big robot and they control different limbs and stuff? Is that what it is? I don't know. I don't even know what channel it was on. This will be interesting. Let's see. What channel was it on? Fox Kids programming block. I don't know anything from Fox Kids. I spent most of my time watching Nickelodeon or Cartoon Network when it first aired. Fox Kids ended in 2001, I guess. Megazord, different colors, big robots, everything blows up. They adapted it from Super... Yeah, I remember... Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I probably am. But the show that I'm talking about, the one that came out in 93, I'm sure...
Commando stream one of these days? Also, have you read Karen Travis's RC books that delve into both clone and Mandalorian culture? Her take on Mando culture was invalidated by George and Dave.
Mr. Nick, Darth Nicholas, thank you so much for the generous Super Chat channel support this evening. Give me one sec. Now, I don't know if this is true, but, like, weren't most of the fight scenes where the Power Rangers had their masks on and stuff, weren't those actually from the Japanese show, and all the American cast did was kind of shoot their scenes without their masks? So, like, if you watched both, if you watched the Japanese version and the American version, the action scenes would be identical because they're the same, but then the... Is that true? Does that make sense? I don't know. Anyway, it's weird. I don't know why I never got into it. It's weird. But I appreciate that, AGR. I'm sure a lot of people are excited for that. JPMR34, thank you so much for the channel support as well. Cheers, Greedo. You should give BC Saul a watch. BC Saul a watch. Battalion chief? Is that what it is? Battalion? Is that what you're talking about? Is there a battalion? I don't think there's a battalion chief that I know named Saul. If that's even what it is. Is that from a show? Saul took over. Come on. Oh. I'm such a fucking firefighter. you can tell what I do for a living. Sorry, JP. When I see BC, I think battalion chief. Battalion chiefs are people who are over a... Basically, they're over a bunch of different firehouses, so they might have, like, 10 stations under their wing, and the battalion chiefs will respond to bad calls and stuff like that, and they're kind of personnel managers and stuff like that. So when I see BC, JP, I think battalion chief. I apologize. You said, cheers, Greedo, you should give Better Call Saul a watch, not Battalion Chief Saul. I apologize. We've always wanted to watch it. We obviously watched all of Breaking Bad. We were, you know, we watched it as they aired, the episodes aired. We were so into it, as was the nation. But we never, I don't know why, we never got into Better Call Saul. Maybe we should, you know, maybe we're kind of like in show limbo right now, trying to figure out what to watch. Better Call Saul. Let's see. How many seasons are there so far? It's not over, right? 6 seasons so far, is that right? Okay. Yeah, I don't know why we never got into it. Maybe we'll maybe that'll be our next show that we start. I've heard nothing but good things. Maybe it's like the mental block of it being a spinoff. You know, most of the time when there's a spinoff show, they kind of suck. But that definitely is not the case with Better Call Saul. Just judging by everybody else's opinion of the show, like. I've heard nothing but good things. My family and friends that watch it, always say good things about it. People get so excited for new seasons, stuff, new episodes. Yeah. Anyway, JP, thank you. Thank you for the Battalion Chief Saul recommendation. And yeah, maybe we'll tackle it. That'd be a good one. A good one to stick with for a while. 6 seasons would take us a long time to get through. But yeah, anyway. Cheers, man. And Mr. Sapity, thank you so much. I hope you're still here. Mr. Sapity, thank you so much for the ridiculously generous super chat and channel support this evening as we fly towards the Andromeda Galaxy in my Subaru Crosstrek. Sapity says, get well soon. Back from celebration. What an experience. Worth every aching muscle and cash. The shows, panels, trailers, shops. All of it great, but the best, the people. So much positive atmosphere. That is the best face of the fandom for me. What a post. What a message. Yeah, I'm with you, man. I've only been to one celebration, but it's hard to explain, Sapity. It's hard to explain. There is just a general buzz of excitement, a general buzz of positivity, and just, you know, everybody's there for the same reason. They love this thing. You know, they love this thing. One sec, sorry. My wife texted me and said, our daughter's asleep. She's gonna sneak out of the bed now. Which is always a good sign. We'll actually have some time together tonight, which is nice. But everybody's there for this, you know, this singular purpose, this singular love, right? Everybody's there. You know, everybody likes and dislikes different things in the wars. But when you're at celebration, it's a warm blanket of unity, you know. You feel it the moment you step out of your car in the parking lot. It's really hard to explain. It's You know, the closest, I guess, similar experiences that I've had to celebration are like, if you go to a football game, everybody's there to see the Jaguars and everybody's rooting for the same team. The other experience that I would say is kind of on par with it is going to see like a rocket or a shuttle launch. You know, I used to go to a bunch of shuttle launches and everybody's there just for this, a similar reason. You know, everybody's there to see space exploration. Everybody's into it, you know. It's really neat, man. And it's a whirlwind for sure when you're there. It's a complete whirlwind. You know, you wait in long lines sometimes. You walk around a lot. You see as many panels as you possibly can. You get to experience exclusive stuff. You get to see cool things. You get to people dressed up as their favorite characters. It's I've never been to really any other conventions other than tiny ones locally. So like I've never been to Comic-Con or anything like that. But I don't know how it compares to that, but like the fact that this giant convention is all about one thing, I think it's pretty unique. I'm sure, you know, there's like Harry Potter conventions and stuff like that, but you know, relative to the Star Wars celebration, I don't know if anything really compares as like a singular event for a fandom. You know, it's such a cool thing that they started and continue. But Sapity, man, I'm glad you had fun. And you said you have some post-celebration sickness. Which is a bummer, but you know, I guess it's worth it, right? You can just look at it this way. Maybe this is kind of gross. You got the germs of fellow Star Wars nerds. you got coursing through your veins. You got the germs of a bunch of Star Wars nerds that all went for the same loving reason. So you're all bonded together through sickness and in health. Fuck yeah, man. I'm glad you had fun. Hope you get better soon. Yeah, hopefully I'll be able to, I don't think I'll be able to make the Japan celebration in 2025, but you know, next time it comes to the States, maybe I'll try to make it out. If I ever go to a celebration, there's no question on my mind that I'll be like, hey, meet me here. We'll do a little photo op. I think it'd be kind of cool. But yeah, kind of like Alex and Molly did Star Wars from Star Wars Explained. Like they had a panel. It was like the coolest thing. I've known those guys for so long, and it was the coolest thing to see them have a panel at Celebration, and they did like a meet and greet outside, and like a bunch of people came up, and it was, I love that shit, man. I'm so like happy that what they've done is just, yeah, I'm just so happy for them. It's so cool, man. Like, they're the best. But anyway. Cheers, Sapity. Mr. Nicholas, Darth Nicholas, Vince, Jedi Ian, and Mr. Nicholas, once again, thank you guys for the super chats this evening. Yeah, I know them personally. I've met them multiple times. Actually, the first time I ever met them, Alex and Molly, was in... Oh, man, when was that? It might have been 20... It was... Oh, golly. I want to say it was before we went to London. So it might have been 2014. It was either 2014 or 2016. It was either 2014, 2015, or 2016, I think. And me and my wife were in Atlanta. They live in Georgia. So We were in Atlanta to see a Braves game for my birthday one year. And the four of us went and got some brunch and some drinks and just hung out for a little bit. And then I met them once again in San Francisco, hung out. They like getting some beers, and I like getting some beers as well. And then I met them again in Los Angeles for EA Play. So yeah, I've hung out with them a few times, and they're a fun hang, man. Got dinner with them and some other people. Went to Scum and Villainy Cantina in LA, and yeah, it was cool. I've met a lot of other YouTubers through this, you know. Eckers Ladder, met him. Just a bunch of people. It's pretty neat. Anyway, Darth Nicholas, thanks, man. Nick says, hope you feel better soon, HG. Have you had a chance to watch John Wick 4 yet? Yes. Is it out on a streaming service? I've seen the first John Wick and the fourth John Wick. Those are the only... Actually, I never finished John Wick 4. So I haven't seen 2 or 3. I don't know why. You know, I don't know why. But one of the guys at the fire station had a bootleg copy of John Wick 4. And he brought it to the station. And we watched it. And we didn't get to finish it. Or at least I didn't. Because like an hour and a half in, we got a call. And we had to go. And as soon as we got back to the station, I went to bed and I didn't finish it. I can't say that I've seen it because I've only seen like an hour and a half of it. And I think it's like a 2.5 hour movie, isn't it? But I really enjoy John Wick 1. I need to see 2 and 3. Like... John Wick was like one of the first 4K Blu-rays that I ever bought. When I first got my Xbox One S, I bought like a couple 4K Blu-rays just because I wanted to see them. One of them was John Wick because I think it had recently come out on 4K. Yeah, it's a fun movie for sure. Oh, it's 3 hours long? Goodness gracious. So I've only seen half. I don't remember what the call was, Stuart. I really don't. Unless they're bad and memorable, you know, they kind of blur together. It's Sappity. You know, Sappity says, am I the only person on Earth who has not the slightest interest in John Wick? I can't really say that I do either. Just mainly because I haven't seen the second and third one, and I've only seen half of the fourth one. I'd like to watch them at some point. I've tried to like get my wife to watch the first one, but she doesn't want to see a dog get killed, and I understand that. But that's the catalyst that just sets so much awesome stuff up. But, yeah. Anyway, I appreciate that, Nick. Cheers, man. I need to catch up. I need to catch up on a lot of things. Vince, good to see you, man. Just hopping in and out. Have a good one. Good to see you. Have a good one. That's no good. Feel better, dude. The Straight Story, 1999. Thanks, man. Let's see. I've never heard of it. Straight Story, 1999. 95 on Rotten Tomatoes. Oh, it has Sissy Spacek. She's great. Harry Dean Stanton. I never would have guessed that guy's name. He's been in so much, though. Oh, my God. He's been in so much. Very recognizable dude. The Straight Story with strong performances and David Lynch. Okay. Straight Story steers past sentimental byways on its ambling journey across the American heartland. A retired farmer and widower in his 70s learns one day that his distant brother has suffered a stroke and may not recover. Alvin is determined to make things right with Lyle while he still can, but his brother lives in Wisconsin, so in Iowa, no car, no driver's license. Then he hits on the idea of making the trip on his old lawnmower, thus beginning a picturesque and at times deeply spiritual odyssey. Oh, that sounds interesting. Okay. Dude, I've never heard of this. The Straight Story. Let's see. The Straight Story. I'm going to watch the trailer after this. It's got like a 90... What does it have? A 95 on Rotten Tomatoes. That'll pique your interest. Oh, it's on Disney Plus. All right. Yeah. I've never seen... So, like, you know how movies are categorized by drama, action, blah, blah, blah. This is categorized as drama / road. Road is a genre? Road? Interesting. All right. Yeah, I'll check it out. I appreciate the recommendation there, Vince. Cheers, man. I'm going to keep this up and watch the trailer afterwards. And Mr. Darth Nicholas and AGR, thank you both for the super chats this evening. Nick says, would you like to do a Republic Commando stream one of these days? Also, have you read the Karen Travis RC books, Republic Commando books that delve into both clone and Mandalorian culture? Her take on Mando culture was invalidated by George and Dave. I never read the books, but I did a Mandalorian video years ago where I talked about like the Fandalorians and how there were different, you just brought back a memory of me making a video years ago. What is that? Let me look that up. Helagrito. Mandalorians. Fandalorian. What was that video? Oh, it's gonna bother me. It's gonna be hard to find that video in the catalog because I've done a bunch of Mandalorian videos over the years, and that's all that's gonna come up, like the show. No, I've never read those. I haven't read a lot of like Legends books before. I'm still scrolling, trying to find this video. That's gonna bother me. Oh, is that what it is? Retcons, changes, and inconsistencies. You guys know my goddamn videos better than I do, I swear to God. It's crazy. Thank you for that. Yep, you're right. That's just wild that you remembered that. It wasn't a whole video. It was just about that. It was a video focusing on more than just that. Crazy. But yeah, so Republic Commando. I did a Republic Commando. It was like the worst stream that I've ever done. I... I would love to play it again. In fact, you know what? As I stream, I'm going to pull up Steam and I'm going to reinstall the game. Because I think that would be actually a really fun game to stream. So years ago, I don't know how long ago, 5 years ago, maybe longer, probably longer than that. I played Republic Commando for the first time. I installed it and I launched it, and I played it for the very first time on a stream, which is probably stupid because I probably should have, you know, toyed around with it a little bit and, you know, got used to the game first. It was a horrible stream from what I remember. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I didn't know the buttons. My mouse sensitivity. Oh, it's not available anymore. Yeah, I probably deleted it because it was such an embarrassment. which I never do. Golly, you guys know my shit more than I do. But my mouse sensitivity was like way off. So like I've moved my mouse like a quarter of an inch, and my blaster went like spun around full 360. All right, here, Nick, I'm reinstalling it right now. Boom. Reinstalling. Let's see how fast this will go. It's 1.24 gigs and 1.24 gigs. Boom. I clicked it and it's at 40%. 42, 44, 46% done. 11 seconds remaining in the download. 60%. Percent. 81%. 90%. 95, 98, 100% installed and done. That's what you get with gig speed internet, my friends. That rules. It still never ceases to amaze me, like how fast shit downloads with this internet. It's wild. It's crazy. Maybe that's why I never finish video games, because it's so easy to just install stuff, new stuff, and I don't know. It's crazy, man. Oh, the internet of today. So much better than the days of the past. But yeah, Nick, it's installed. I'd love to. In fact, you know what? I got 8 days off coming up. I don't have to go to work for 8 days. I promise you, in one of those days, I will do a Republic Commando stream. Promise you. I don't know when it will be. Maybe I'll announce it on Twitter first so people can gear up for it and get ready for it. Because I'm sure it'll be so exciting. But yeah, man. Anyway, I appreciate the hell out of that support this evening. Incoming Republic Commando stream. I have to redeem myself. Because that was horrible. What, 6, 7 years ago, whenever that was. But yeah, man, I appreciate that. Cheers. Like I was saying, I didn't really read many Legends books or, you know, books of back in the day. I really think I only read three growing up, and it was all growing up. I read Heir to the Empire. I got it from a middle school book fair, from what I remember, years ago. I mean, we're talking mid-90s. I read it, but I would like to revisit it because I'm sure a lot of things went over my head at that age, you know? And then I read Shadows of the Empire, and then I read the novelization of The Phantom Menace. I really think those are the only three books that I read back then. I didn't really do much reading like in high school and stuff at all. I did a lot of reading in elementary school and middle school. Like a lot. I used to put up a tent in my backyard or go on our swing set in the backyard, and I would bring my Goosebump books and stuff like that out there. And I would just sit out there and read Goosebump books, you know. I did a lot of reading back then. When I got to high school, I don't even know if I picked up a book, to tell you the truth. And then I got back into reading when I was 21. Like 24, 25, I would say, on a deployment. Brought a bunch of books with me. Kindles didn't exist back then. I don't think they did. In 2011, did Kindles exist? Or 2010, rather, did Kindles exist? I don't think so. Maybe they did. But I brought a bunch of books with me on deployment, and I read a bunch of books. Mostly, there was no sci-fi. I read a few, like, actual science books. Carl Sagan books. I read a couple books that my dad gave me. Like, Until the Sun Dies, like, science books. I read some kind of adventure books, like A Walk in the Woods by Bill Bryson, A Walk Across America, I think is one's called, stuff like that about the Appalachian Trail. But, yeah. And now I try to read a couple books, I try to read a lot. The Kindle makes it so convenient. So convenient. That thing just, my Kindle just like, yeah, got me back into reading. My daughter was born in 2018 and I just started reading a ton. Like as she still has a hell of a time going to sleep, but like she's almost five in a couple days. But like when she was first born, she like would not go to sleep. So I would just sit there and rock her literally for hours, and she would not go to sleep. It'd be like not like middle of the night, and she would not go. She was colicky, which means she would just scream all the time. Don't really know what it is. It's like, I don't know, gases in the stomach. I don't know. I don't really know what it is. But so I would just sit there with like headphones on, listening to really relaxing, calming like music, rocking her as she's screaming. It doesn't, you know, you think she's hungry. She'll have a whole bottle. This is 5 years ago. And I'm sure other parents have gone through this too, but like have a whole bottle and then just keep screaming over, like, and then take her to the doctor. No, everything's fine. And she keep, and it took like 6 months for her to get over that. It was crazy. It's crazy. But yeah, why did I bring that up? Oh, reading. I would sit there and rock her for hours and I would just read books. And I'm still reading on my Kindle and I love it. But anyway, Nick, I appreciate that, man. AGR, Ty Brute, and Oscar, thank you guys so much. I appreciate it. For the final super chats before I hop off here. AGR says, out of the three upcoming Star Wars films that were announced at Celebration, which film are you looking forward to the most? I'm interested in seeing James Mangold's Dawn of the Jedi story. Yep, that's so AGR, that is the one that I'm the most excited for as well. Just because it's well, I mean, you've been around here for a long time. You know, whenever anybody brings up, like, you know, people always ask me what type of Star Wars movie would you like to see? And I always give the same answer. And I've always said, I would love to see a movie that takes place way, way, way back where we see the first people who discover the Force. It would be like a discovery of the Force movie, you know, almost like Gravity. Gravity was always there. It just took someone to discover it and figure it out, you know? And that kind of sounds like what we're getting. When I read the description and heard what he had to say, I'm like, oh my God. hey, I've been saying it for 10 damn years. Ain't I been saying it, Miguel? And, yeah, I think I'm most excited for that one just because the new era, just the new factor of it, the mystery of it all, you know. Dave Filoni's New Republic movie is probably the one that I'm least excited for just because we've seen a lot of his stuff as of late. I like it, but, you know, I'm always wanting, like, new blood to get into the mix when it comes to making Star Wars stuff, and that's what excites me, you know? So, yeah, AGR, the one that I'm looking forward to the most is the one that you're looking forward to the most as well.
Am I just sounding dumb, or do I think Dinjarin and Mandus in general have too much plot armor? I get having protective armor in dangerous situations, but when it gets to the point of being up, it sort of reduces the tension.
For sure. Mr. Nick, thank you so much once again for the Super Chat channel support. Give me one sec. But yeah, AGR, that is the one that I'm looking forward to the most as well. Dawn of the Force, Dawn of the Jedi. It doesn't have a name yet. They said Dawn of the Jedi, right? Right? I don't know if that's going to be the official name or what, but yeah, that is the one that I'm looking forward to the most, man. Yeah. It's kind of funny. I thought about this the other day. Like, Star Wars has a kind of a history of, you know, dumping directors, dumping writers and stuff like that as of late, or the past decade, really. And a lot of the times, like Colin Trevorrow, right? He was slated to make Episode 9, got dumped. He had Jurassic World come out, and I guess it's like every director who's making a big new thing gets the Star Wars call. They get brought on board to make a Star Wars movie. James Mangold is doing that too. With, you know, he's doing Indiana Jones, and now he's doing Star Wars. Like, I wonder. I don't know, it's just funny to me. Like, every big new director or somebody that has something, I don't know. It's just an observation that I had. Hopefully it sticks, right? Hopefully it sticks. But anyway, I appreciate that, man. Ty Brute, Oscar, and Darth Nicholas. Thank you, guys. Ty says, hey, HG, in a couple of months, I'm going to Galaxy's Edge. Can you recommend any food spots in the area? I'm a sucker for JP food, but anything works. What's JP food? JP food. Let me look this up. JP food. What's JP food? JP food. Okay, Japanese food. All right, that's what I thought you meant, but I didn't know if it was an initialism for something else. So I've only eaten at Galaxy's Edge one time. I got like the ribs or something like that. I wouldn't recommend them. Galaxy's Edge is good for, like, fun. I've heard the Ronto wraps are good. I haven't eaten there much. I like they have, like, that unique popcorn. They have, you got to get the blue milk. If you have an opportunity to go to Oga's Cantina, I'm telling you, Oga's Cantina. Like, me and my wife went there a couple months ago. We scored some reservations and we went there, and I wasn't really expecting much in terms of, like, the drinks, but they are delicious. I don't know how old you are, Ty. In Orlando, not food at Galaxy's Edge. Gotcha. Dude, I don't know. Like, if you're looking for a really good burger, go to the Edison. The Edison is like, it's at Downtown Disney, or what is it called now? Disney Springs. Disney Springs. The Edison is a really cool, I mean, everything's expensive down there, right? But like, the Edison is just a really cool place. Sometimes they'll have like people, like women do like almost like trap, I don't know, what is it called? Like, they're on the rings and they're spinning, they put on a show. The Edison is they have really good burgers. Really good burgers. And really good drinks too. So if you're if you don't know where to go, get a reservation as well, because you're gonna need it. Or I guess put your name in, whatever, and wait. You can walk around and they'll buzz you when you're ready, right? But for me, like, probably top tier at Disney Springs for food and atmosphere and drinks is the Edison. It's great. That's probably my number one recommendation if you're there to, if you're walking around Disney Springs. There, Jock Lindsey's bar, it's like, it's, you know, the pilot in Indiana Jones, there's a, that character has a themed bar at Disney Springs. It's pretty cool. I've never really eaten there, but it's, you know, I don't, if you're bar hopping, if you're just walking down Disney Springs and you're getting a few drinks here and there, it's a fun one to check out. There's a lot of like really neat, like Indiana Jones memorabilia on the wall, and it's themed like that. So it's not like a picture, a poster of Raiders of the Lost Ark. It's like, I don't know. It's like the doll from Temple of Doom is there. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's cool. If you got kids, there's like a big, I think it's just called T-Rex. Now, what is this? Is it just called T-Rex? T-Rex restaurant. Yeah, T-Rex restaurant. If you got kids, there's a restaurant that's, it's kind of like Rainforest Cafe. It's all right. I think last time I got the fish and chips, they were fine. They were fish and chips. But it's got like big animatronic dinosaurs, and like every 20 minutes or something like that, a meteor comes down and like the whole restaurant turns red, and kids like it. But yeah, it's, Disney Springs is fun. I would kill some time there. And just walking around, I've been there so many times that we kind of avoid it now, just because, like, you know, we've been to it so many times, and we have season passes to Disney. So like, and we only live 2 hours away from it, so we're very lucky in that sense. But if you've never been, or if you're looking for a place to just kind of like mosey around and drink and eat some food, it's fun, man. It's a good stop. Yeah, so the Edison, I'd recommend the Edison. That's kind of our favorite spot in Disney Springs to eat and have some drinks. But yeah, what else? There's a couple Star Wars stores at Disney Springs too. They have unique stuff. Get yourself a Batu coffee mug. It's sitting on my desk. I was drinking coffee out of it earlier. How about this? I'll take a picture. If you follow me on Twitter, I didn't post about this stream, so I can't reply to it. Anyway. Yeah, get yourself a nice Batu coffee mug. It's like my favorite coffee mug to drink out of. It's big. It says Black Spire Outpost on it. It's neat. Anyway, enjoy yourself, Ty. Let me know what you think. Cheers. And if you go to the Edison, let me know what you think of that too. Yeah, I recommend it. There's across from House of Blues, there's a pretty cool like sports bar. And that's pretty good too. I mean, it's got like bar food, a little upscale bar food, and they have a really great beer selection. We always end up talking about food on these streams, don't we? I love it. Anyway, man, enjoy yourself. Let me know if you have any questions. I'll be here. Cheers, Ty. Oscar, Nick, and Oscar. Thank you guys so much. Oscar says, you know how some fear sinkholes forming under their house? What would you think if a sarlacc began growing under your home? Oh, eat me up. Eat me up. Yeah. No, that would be terrifying. It's funny because, like, I mean, that's a real thing, right? But it's such a rare thing. But I do know people who have that fear. Or like the Donnie Darko fear of a plane landing on you, right? There's these completely, what's the word I'm looking for? Like irrational fears that we have. Living in Florida, sometimes you see like streets just begin to kind of, I don't know, like big potholes that just overnight, boom, like a giant chunk of dirt just decided to sink. And occasionally it'll pop in your head like, oh my God, we're just living on a big underwater cavern. I get it, you know, I get, but I tend to, with things like that, I don't have any fear just because, like, you know, I'll say that I don't have any irrational fears, but and this is a recent development in the past, like, 2 years. I don't like flying. In the past, I never minded flying. I liked it. I love airports. There's something relaxing about airports. Once you get in and away from, like, you know, checking your bag and all that stuff, there's something like super relaxing about just being in an airport, watching the hustle and bustle. You might have your headphones in, you're having a cocktail or something like that, and you're just waiting for your flight. But over the past couple of years, since my daughter was born, I've had this complete irrational fear. And it started when me, my wife, and my daughter it was my daughter's first time flying. And so we were flying to Cincinnati, Ohio. And we had to fly, it's weird. We had to fly from Jacksonville down to Miami and then fly to Cincinnati because there were no direct flights from Jacksonville. So we flew from Jacksonville to Miami and then to Cincinnati. And I'm sitting there and we're flying. So on the trip down to Miami, the worst turbulence I've ever experienced in a commercial aircraft. It was like a second of free fall every once in a while, and everybody on the plane would go, ah, and I would just look over at my daughter, and this is her first time flying. She doesn't know what the fuck is going on, right? And like, I'm looking over at her and I just start like shaking. And since that day, and it's only because my kid was with me, since that day, I haven't liked flying. It was weird. Like, if it was just me on the airplane, I don't think I'd give a shit. Like, I don't think I'd have that same fear. But like, looking over at my daughter in this crazy turbulence, flying through a storm, it instantly, like, it instantly turned me off to it. So that's an irrational fear I have, you know. Generally, I'm a statistics guy, you know. Don't be afraid of that statistically. Oh, don't be afraid of that statistically. But, like, that's the one thing that I'm like, I'm kind of afraid of it now. And it's weird. It's all because, you know, flying with my kid. It's strange. Strange feeling. Yeah. I never expected that to be the case. But, hey, you know, you change a little bit, right? But yeah, I wouldn't like a Sarlacc pit under my butt, Oscar. But I appreciate that, man. And Mr. Nick and Oscar once again. Oscar, hopefully Indy 5 channels the spirit of The Last Jedi. I have a lot of hope for that movie, man. But the latest trailer that came out, I thought was way better than the first trailer that they presented. And it got my hopes up so high for the movie. I'm so excited for it. I like Phoebe Waller Bridger? Phoebe Waller. I get her and Phoebe Bridger, the musician. Is it Phoebe Waller Bridge or Bridger? I think it's just Bridge, right? Phoebe Waller Bridge. Yeah, Phoebe Waller Bridge. And then Phoebe Bridger is the Phoebe Bridgers is the singer-songwriter. That's right. I get their names mixed up. But Phoebe Waller-Bridge is great. If you've never watched Fleabag, watch Fleabag. She created it, directed it, wrote it, stars in it. It's one of the best shows I've ever seen. Watch it. Watch Fleabag. It's on Amazon. But yeah, I'm super excited for it, Oscar. I have high hopes for it. Well, yeah. Cheers, man. And Mr. Darth Nicholas, thank you so much for coming in with a final super chat and channel support of this. We're almost gone for an hour and a half, ladies and gentlemen. Goodness gracious. We're going a long time tonight. I dig it. We're all over the place with conversation, and I love it that way. Where else could you just, you know, sometimes, where else could you get conversations that ping pong from airplanes to the Edison at Disney Springs, to sinkholes, to Star Wars occasionally, to movie recommendations, to Indiana Jones. I mean, we talk about everything and anything here, man. This is fun. For me, at least. I just come here to listen to Star Wars stuff. Well, a lot of other people that just talk about Star Wars on live streams. We talk about everything. What do you want to talk about next? I'm holding a candle in my hand, spinning it like a top. You want to talk about candles? Anyway, Nick, thank you so much once again, man. Nick says, am I just sounding dumb? No, you're not. Or do I think Din Djarin and Mandos in general have too much plot armor? I get having protective armor in dangerous situations, but when it gets to the point of being OP, it sort of reduces the tension. No. I completely agree. You know, and I understand it. Like, you watch a movie like John Wick, right? A lot of the times you're like, okay, how? Or even James Bond, right? You know, it's plot armor. You got this character who is untouchable. And sometimes it feels that way with Mandos and Beskar and all that stuff. So no, it's not a dumb observation at all. There's been plenty of instances where in The Mandalorian, you're just, you know, you know he's going to come out unscathed. Because he has the big boy armor, and I would agree that it reduces the tension for sure. Now look, I'm not all caught up on Mando, so I don't. Maybe he gets terribly disfigured. Who knows? Probably not, because I haven't heard about it yet. But I'm not all caught up. But it would be nice to have. Some I don't know, something. This impenetrable armor. You know how I feel about a lot of Mandalorian stuff. I've never been a big fan of the culture. It always feels like generic sci-fi to me. Like, there's nothing in, to me at least. Look, this is just my opinion. Hold on one sec. There's never been anything inherently Star Wars about them. They've always kind of felt generic to me. You know, like you could plop them into any sci-fi or fantasy thing, and their like culture would fit fine. It's like Klingons in Star Trek to me. You know, kind of generic warrior bullshit. You know, but no. Nick, it's not a dumb observation. Because I kind of feel the same way, but yeah, man. You know, I appreciate that. I need to catch up on the show for sure. But all right, guys, I got a jet. We went long tonight. But yeah, man. That's it for me this evening. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for all the support this evening. Got the super chatters are Oscar, Darth Nicholas, Ty Brute, AGR, Jedi Ian, Vince Sapity, JPMR, Mr. Scars, Braden, Hollow Chronology, Caleb Kemp. I appreciate it, guys. Oh, I got one more coming in. One sec. Let's let the sound effect play. If the sound effect, there we go, the sound effect plays.
Favorite Star Wars quote. From Greedo and anybody else. Go.
Mr. Scars. Smiles and Scars. Thank you so much for coming to the final Super Chat channel support of this stream. Mr. Scar says, favorite Star Wars quote. From Greedo and anybody else. Go. You know, it's always difficult for me to pick a favorite. But I think my all-time favorite Star Wars quote comes from Yoda. And maybe that's cliche, right? But it's not do or do not, there is no try. My favorite quote is, luminous beings are we, not this crude matter. Luminous beings are we, not this crude matter. I just love it. It's not too hippy dippy. It's just poetic and beautiful. So yeah, Mr. Scars, I think my favorite Star Wars quote is that. Luminous beings are we, not this crude matter. I think that's it. But, yeah, man. I appreciate that, man. Thank you so much for the support this evening. All right, guys. I gotta go. Gonna watch Jake Gyllenhaal on Hot Ones downstairs. But, all right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. If you super chatted, I appreciate the hell out of it. Channel survives because of that support. And, yeah, I don't know when the next time I will stream. I have no idea. I got eight, like I said, I work tomorrow, and then I have 8 days off. So I'm sure I'll stream and I'll try to make a couple videos in that those 8 days if I have time. Got some family in town, so I'm not too sure what the schedule's looking like. But all right, guys. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. This was fun. Always is. All right. Enjoy the rest of your morning, your afternoon, your evening, wherever you are on planet Earth. And I'll catch you on the flip side. See ya.